Tina Turner sang about broken hearts and lofty dreams with equal parts gusto and cynicism. But her 1984 hit, What's Love Got to Do with It, gave the little girl with the big voice a second chance at stardom, and with it, musical icon status. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Turner was born Anna Mae Bullock in 1939 to a family of poor farm workers in Tennessee. A singer since childhood, she had a few early hits on rhythm and blues radio. But Bullock's first taste of international fame came in the 1960s, when she and her husband fronted the Ike and Tina Turner Review. Their rendition of the song Proud Mary was the Review's biggest hit. Ike repeatedly abused Tina physically and sexually throughout the marriage. Tina fled Ike in 1976 and filed for divorce. She spent the following decade trying to rebuild her career. Most record labels didn't want to work with Turner. As a mother in her 40s, she was considered too old for pop stardom. However, Capitol Records took a chance, and by the end of 1984, Turner's album, Private Dancer, was at the top of the charts. Turner won 3 Grammy Awards for Private Dancer. We all are part of God's great big family. Sang on the charity record, We Are the World. And had a starring role in the film, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Today is necessary to kill a man. What do you say?
Turner was now a bona fide global star. Her concerts routinely sold out on 6 continents. Turner toured until she was 70. Her final concert celebrated her 50 years in music. She published 4 memoirs. Produced a Broadway musical about her life.
If they're still giving me awards at 81, I must have done something right.
And was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. Turner married her longtime partner in 2013, finally achieving her dreams of musical success and true love.